Big Head Hundreds. I have no idea what that title is. Oh boy. Welcome everyone. This is Mad Mike and Wild Will Coast to Coast. Happy Thursday to all of you guys out there. I hope you're having a blast. Oh, wow. And welcome to the set. My partner, my man, Mad Mike. Hey, bud. How you doing?
Good evening, William, and good evening to everyone that's out there listening to us.
Oh, man. Are you ready to have some fun tonight?
Every Thursday.
Mike.
Every Thursday.
One thing I have to say about you, you have fun every day.
I really do.
You make the most out of it.
Every day I wake up sexy, and this morning I did it again.
All right, man, Mike, Wild Will Coast to Coast, and those of you who are tuning in for the first time, you will understand why we call it Mad Mike and Wild Will Coast to Coast, because we are coast to coast and around the globe. Mike is hanging out there in Southern California, and I'm hanging out here in Virginia, so, and we're connecting the dots all around the world as much as we can. We love bringing fun and laughter. You know, Mike, we talk about this all the time, how much we love just putting a smile on someone else's face. Right?
Absolutely.
Man, come on. You better ask somebody. So, Mike.
Kindness doesn't cost you anything.
That's right.
Smile and say hi to somebody that you pass them on the street or in a grocery store. You know, I was at Stater Brothers Day, which is a grocery store out here in Redlands. I was doing some shopping. Mm-hmm. And this lady walked by me and she had a big grin on her face. And I went, hi, how are you? And we stopped. We talked for a while. Right. Just because she had a smile on her face. So,
right. Yeah. It happens. Oh, man, it does. It makes a difference. You know, I walk into a lot of stores around my area here. They know, hey, William, how you doing? You know, because I would give off the same energy. You know, I'll go in and introduce myself or talk to someone. And folks, it makes a difference. And you're going to find.
Are you still allowed in some of those stores?
Well, most of them. Okay. some of them. A few of them. Mike.
I can understand getting thrown out and getting 86 out of the bar. But, you know, for William has to go so far that he gets thrown out of the grocery store. Like, man, you got to slow your roll there, buddy.
Hey, I don't know, man. I people recommended therapy, but I refuse. How about some Tennessee whiskey? It's a chakra?
Oh, no. That's a Mad Mike.
Yeah,
that's
no.
That's my Mad Pick.
No, sorry. It's not, Mike.
My mess up. I was debating between that and my Mad Pick for tonight, and I swapped them back and forth two times.
Okay.
So, yeah, you're absolutely correct.
Yes, sir.
You're the producer. Handle the business.
Thank you, Mike. I really appreciate it. Here we go, ladies and gentlemen. I wonder if I've heard this one.
This is a different Tennessee whiskey. You've never heard this one before.
I haven't.
This guy's got a voice that's amazing.
Oh. Hey, kick back, grab a glass, and enjoy. I am.
Grab two.
All right.
You got two hands, use them both.
Used to spend my nights out in the ballroom. Liquor was the only love I know. You're asking me if I'm reaching for the bottom and brought me back from being too far gone. You're as smooth as Tennessee whiskey. Glass of brandy. looking for love for, you know, the same old places. Find a better move, but always try. But when you pour out your heart, I didn't waste it. No, I won't. Cause there's nothing like your love to get me high.
Yes, hey Mike, this gentleman has an unusual name too. His name is Kakra Khan.
Khan, yes, I would pronounce it that way.
Yeah, but the first name.
I believe he's Filipino, and the group he's singing is a three-piece group. It's a guy on the piano, a guy on the bass, and then the vocals from Kakra Khan.
And yeah.
He's been around for a while. Go to YouTube. He's a fabulous performer. That was a live session they were doing that William played for us, which was perfect.
As a matter of fact, I did see that several months ago. I was looking at YouTube and I just ran across this cat, right? I was typing in Tennessee Whiskey, and my favorite version is by Chris Stapleton. However, when I typed it in, this guy popped up too. And I think he was in a park somewhere. I'm not exactly sure, but I remember seeing him because I saw his face on the screen just now, and I've seen him before. Absolutely, absolutely.
He's been out there for a while. He's got some great cover songs, and the group that he's with is called See You Next Wednesday. That's the crew.
What?
And they are Filipino.
Are you? Wait, so, hold. Did you say See You Next Wednesday?
That's the name of the group.
That is crazy. That is wild.
They're Filipino, and they've been around for a while, and they've got a lot of great cover songs out there. I've got another one on the list tonight if we get to it that he did. That's a very touching song. You better have a Kleenex box ready because it'll get you.
One of those.
But amazing. This guy, so the way I see – now, you all were listening to that song, and you had a mental picture in your head of what this guy looked like. It's nothing like what you thought in your head.
But see, I've seen
it at all.
Yeah, but I've seen him before, so I wasn't shocked, but the audience might be, right? Because I'll guarantee you that a lot of our audience hasn't heard that rendition from him before. Yep, absolutely. Hey, speaking of artists that we haven't heard of before, now I've been working with this promoter out of Biloxi, Mississippi. And he goes by the moniker D.A. Waymaker or Da Waymaker. Da Waymaker. Right? And he was telling me how he, that is not his, obviously, his birth name, but
his stage name.
Huh? His stage name.
His performance name.
Yeah, his performance name. But that was given to him, because he is one of these types of guys that has a way of making or setting out or carving out a path for others to succeed, or making a way for others to and lifting them to their highest heights, right?
Excellent.
And he's
excellent.
Just a great, great guy. And he has basically the same philosophy that you and I do, and it's a phrase that I've stolen from you, and that is, it doesn't diminish one candle by lighting another. If I said that correctly, sir. Yeah, it does not. It takes away. If you help somebody else, if you uplift somebody else, it doesn't take any away, take anything from you. Matter of fact, in my opinion, it enhances your life and your journey. I know it does for me. It makes you, if I, like you said earlier, smiling, you have no idea how much that would mean to somebody just to get a smile or a thank you or a hug. You know, it makes a difference, man. It really does. And speaking of which, this guy works with a ton of outstanding artists that I had never heard of before. Now, they're down in the deep south. These people are well known, and their genre of music is Southern Soul. But I've ran to so many and been introduced to so many great artists that he's introduced me to. And I think you're going to like what I have here. I met this one artist by the name of Do Right Man. Do Right Man. And he's a cowboy. Where's Do Right? I think Do Right is in Texas. Okay. Oh my God. And just listen to this.
See all y'all ladies walking around here.
I think you're gonna like this, Mike.
You wanna do right, man. But sometimes you have to meet Mr. Wrong to appreciate.
Do right, baby.
Let me do right.
She called me Mr. Goodnight. Called me good morning. My nickname, Mr. Afternoon. My other name, Mr. Get It Right. You know why she likes me. I'm a Southern boy with Southern ways. I'm up early in the morning and open doors on Sunday. I know how to make love all through the day. I know how to give her what she want, what she wanted. She's a happy lady. Listen, y'all. I'ma make love 500 ways.
She call me Mr. Goodnight.
I'm your
call
midnight.
Me good morning.
And your good morning.
My nickname, Mr. Afternoon.
Your afternoon.
My other name, Mr. Get It Right.
And I'll be your
she
get
call
it right.
Me Mr. Goodnight.
Midnight.
Call me good morning.
Good morning.
My nickname, Mr. Afternoon.
I'll be your afternoon.
My other name, Mr. Get It Right.
I'll get it
from
right.
Over here and cuddle up. Let me be your teddy bear.
Let me be the one you want.
Let me be your rocking chair.
Your body is my treasure chest. I'm trying to find my goal. You've been waiting for a love like this you never seen before. I'll be the one you need. You don't have to look for me. I'm here to satisfy you. Anytime you need, yeah.
You've been waiting.
I'm making my way.
So I'm making my way.
Yeah, night or day, babe.
She called me Mr. Goodnight.
I'm your midnight
call. Call me good morning.
And I'm your morning.
Mr. Afternoon.
I'll be your afternoon.
My other name, Mr. Get It Right.
Can I get it right,
she
babe?
She called me Mr. Goodnight.
Can I get it right
call
for you,
good
babe?
Mr. Afternoon,
and your afternoon.
What's your name, Mr. Get It Right?
Let me get it right, baby.
Oh yes, we're back, Mad Mike and Wild Will, coast to coast. Mike, that is the Do Right man. That's Mr. Do Right man. Some talented people. I mean, these people are extremely talented. I got more to play down the line for you tonight. And ladies and gentlemen, I hope you guys are tuned in to Mad Mike and Wild Will Coast to Coast. Hey, Mike, I found out that something was interesting during a Monday Night Madness. And I think that you got the hair stood up on the back of your neck when Jazz said that Monday Night Madness was the best 3 hours in radio. And you took offense to that.
I don't know what you're talking about.
Well, guess what?
But
I would if I were you. I would. Yeah. I don't blame you, brother. I don't blame you. And she, now, okay, and let me explain myself. Oh, folks, I'm having so much fun that I should charge myself admission. I am serious about this because we have some great shows on. Mike. And Mike is every bit a part of this network. He has been for years, whether he knew it or not. And we used to do, and we're going, and we're continuing our series on Refuse to Be a Victim, that's going to come up here, this fall. And we're going to talk about that. And that is to protect yourself. Have fun, but also be vigilant, right, Mike?
Absolutely. There's something else that we might do, William, because of something you just recently dodged a bullet on.
What's that?
Is some preparedness. Look at what happened with the hurricane.
Oh.
That came into Florida and then crossed the East Coast there. A lot of devastation and stuff. How many people actually prepare for something like that?
Whoa.
I'm very, very well versed in preparedness.
You know, I tell
disaster.
You, Mike, we need to do that sooner than later. Because these are things that you're talking about happen, they are happening right now. And it's affecting a lot of our friends and our loved ones, and our relatives, yes, Virginia dodged a bullet because it came up from the Gulf of Mexico, folks. Okay. And I think that was it a Cat 4 when it landed in Florida? Was it a Cat 4?
When it finally hit land there in Florida, it turned into a a four for a while at least.
Oh boy. And folks, those of you who
I saw some overhead pictures before and after in Florida. I don't know the exact location, but you could see it was housing and garages and just a city. And they showed the before and they showed the after, and it looked like a bomb went off. It went from buildings and all that to being almost just flat earth.
I saw something. Someone was on the highway, and the hurricane came through, and it just flipped the car over.
They're lucky that's all that happened.
Oh boy, I don't know, and I think that the driver had some injuries, but it wasn't catastrophic to that point. But the thing is, we need to do that sooner than later, Mike, because these things are happening now. They're definitely happening.
Think about it. I'll just plant a couple of seeds with you real quick here.
Go.
If something's coming your way, I'm in California here, so we live in earthquake, fire, and flood zone all the time. You know, it could happen at any given time. In fact, we just had floods out here not too long ago. But think about it. Is what's coming your way something where you can what's called shelter in place? And if you do shelter in place and there's no electricity and there's no running water, do you have enough stuff to sustain you?
Right.
Or if they tell you, like my brother was in Tampa and they were doing evacuation orders, is it something where you have to leave? So are you prepared to leave your home, and what are you taking with you?
Yeah.
And have you prepared? Do you have what's called a go bag? Do you have all your papers in order? Do you have important documents maybe on a thumb drive so that you're not carrying huge boxes of documents? Do you have family photos and stuff that are irreplaceable on maybe just an external hard drive or a thumb drive that will take a lot of information? So, you know, you grab whatever valuables you got, you grab your thumb drive, you take care of, you know, your family first and then your possessions later. But think about that. Think about whether if a disaster is coming your way and you can shelter in place safely, okay, but if you got to go, what are you going to grab?
Hey.
Have you prepared for that? Is it ready? Or is it, oh, geez, I better put together a suitcase. Well, it's too late. You know, you should have that stuff ready to go. So that's just food for thought.
Right.
But there's a lot more to it than that.
Well, like I said, you and I, we'll get together soon. You know, we talk off air often anyway. So let's get together and let's talk about when you and I, when is the best time to air something like that? Because we will definitely make it happen, you know. We would definitely do that. There's no question about it. It's very important. And you mentioned something very extremely important, because what I hear a lot of times when they're being interviewed after a natural disaster happens, they said, oh, my God, yeah, we lost everything, but one thing I really, really cherish are my photos of my children, my grandchildren, blah, 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 blah. And what a great idea. Ahead of time, put those things on a thumb drive. You can put that in your pocket.
Put them on a scanner, scan them into a file, and put all those photos and documents, your taxes, your birth certificates, your marriage certificates, all your major identification stuff.
Uh-huh.
Have that all scanned on your computer and put into files, and then put it on, you know, external hard drives are super cheap. Thumb drives are super cheap, and they can
$5-$6
a lot of information.
$5 or $6, and then put that in your go bag.
Yeah.
Hey, Mike, let's do it. I really want to do this. We will do it. Okay. All right. Hey, back, Mad Mike Wildwell, Coast to Coast, and I have a major announcement coming up right after this, and this is pertaining to Groove by Groove. I'll tell you about that on the other side. This is called Talk. Could lead. Disclosure. Mad Mike Wildwell, Coast to Coast.
Can we just talk?
Oh, that's real good, man.
Before we get lost and be our thoughts, can't get what we do without knowing. we just talk? Can we just talk? Figure out where we're growing. Yeah. Started off right, I can see it in your eyes. I can tell that you wantin' more. What's been on your mind? There's no reason we should hide. Tell me something I ain't heard before. Oh, I've been dreaming about it, and it's you I'm on. So stop thinking about it. Can we just talk? Can we just talk about where we're going before we get lost? I've never felt like this before. I apologize if I'm moving too far. Can we just talk? Can we just talk? Figure out where we're going. Penthouse view, left some flowers in the room. I'll make sure I leave the door unlocked. Now I'm on the way. Swear I won't be late, I'll be there by 5 o'clock. Oh, you've been dreaming about it, and I'm what you want. So stop thinking about it. Can we just talk? Can we just talk? Talk about it. If I'm moving too far, can we just talk? Can we just talk? Figure out where we're growing.
One of my favorites, Ashley McBride.
I heard last night put on me, still spinning me around. And I light up a smoke, even though I can't hardly breathe. The first thing I reach for is the last. Another night of bad decisions. There's one still laying in my bed. The bastard in me wishes he'd have woke up first and left. And you think a girl on fire would stay away from gasoline.
May not be a country fan, but this is a little story.
Thank you. is the last thing I need.
The last thing I need.
That's Ashley McBride. Oh, my. We're back. Wow, Mad Mike and Wild Wheel Coast to Coast, folks. I'm telling you, Mike will tell you. And I'm going to let Mike tell you. I'm going to ask him to describe what does Mad Mike Wild Wheel Coast to Coast mean to him, and what is his vision about this broadcast? I have my Mike. Mad Mike Wild Wheel Coast to Coast, what's your vision? What does it mean to you to do this broadcast each and every week?
Yeah, when we talked extensively about doing this, creating the Coast to Coast show, we discussed doing something different that other people weren't doing. So if you were listening to a podcast over the internet or radio station, wherever you live and work, we didn't want to be like everybody else. We didn't want to be normal. We wanted to be abnormal, so to speak.
We're not normal.
We came up with sort of a mission statement here that whatever we were going to do, it was going to be different from everybody else. So we decided that ultimately what we wanted to do is try to reach as many people as we possibly could. Mm-hmm. And the way we figure out how to do that was to play different music that appeals to everyone at some point. Maybe the last song, Ashley McBride, she's my favorite country artist right now.
Right.
Female country artist. So maybe you're not a country artist fan. You don't care for country, western, the twang or whatever. That's fine. But at least listen to the story behind the song, because as William likes to point out, most songs are about 3.5 minutes and they tell a beginning, a middle, and an end of a story if mm-hmm. you listen. So again, open your ears, widen your horizons, listen to things that you haven't experienced before, and at least show a little appreciation for the artists that are out there busting their tails trying to entertain people. Because being an entertainer is a tough gig to do.
Oh, Mike, I say that again, because with all of the glamour, and everything like that behind the scenes, it's not as much fun as we might think it is for these artists. A lot of them, they go through a lot of different things. I mean, success in this industry is not easy. It's not as much fun as, you know, we enjoy them, but you know, imagine how many artists love what they're doing, but they don't love what they have to go through with the industry, because I'm going to tell you, the music and movie industry, the guys who hold the purse strings, it's brutal. It is
brutal. They will eat you alive.
Lord, won't they?
You know, Ashley McBride, oddly enough, we played one of her, my favorite song from her is called Girl Going Nowhere. We played that a couple of weeks back, and the whole song was Going Nowhere was about when she was in high school. Her counselor asked her, what do you want to do when you grow up? Well, you know, what do you want to be? And she said, I want to go to Nashville, write and sing songs.
Mm-hmm.
And the response from the counselor was, well, that's stupid. It'll never happen.
Oh.
And she tells the whole story in her song, Girl Going Nowhere, because she was told, you're not going anywhere. Yeah, you may leave, but you'll be back. You'll never make
it. Wow.
Well, she sang that song. That exact song she sang. If you know the Grand Ole Opry, on the stage, there's a circle that's a different color of wood. So she stood in that circle.
Yes.
And sang that song.
Isn't that something?
She made it to Nashville. She's a worldwide singer now, has done exceedingly well, writes her own songs with her crew, and is absolutely fabulous. And even Reba McEntire said she's her favorite country artist, female country artist. So that's what they go through to get where they're at. And what, you know, William, if you had to guess the percentage of people trying to, just let's take Ashley McBride for a second.
Right.
What do you think the percentage a vocalist, male and female, ever actually make it to that level where they can sing at the Grand Ole Opry?
Probably less than 10%.
I'd say less than 1%.
Whoa. And you know what I hope that counselor that gave her, that said something so stupid, is still alive to eat her own words.
To watch it happen.
I want her alive. No.
Yeah.
I don't want anything bad to happen to her. I hope she's alive to eat her own words and say, damn, I was stupid. And people who want to discourage anyone from following their own dreams. Mike, I think that's the problem.
I really related to that song, and I related to her, which made me really appreciate her a great deal, because when I was in school and stuff, your peers and teachers and stuff, they, you know, a lot of times they weren't very supportive, and I was told I'd never go anywhere. Yeah, you're never going to be anything. And you know my history, William.
I do.
I think I did pretty damn good.
Look, folks.
There's people alive today because of me.
Hey, look here. I'm going to tell you something. There's many people that's listening to you right now would rather be in your shoes than theirs. I know this guy, man, personally. And Mike, a true story. I was in the fifth grade. And I hope this lady, her heart probably couldn't take it. I was in fifth grade. I had a teacher tell me that I would never be anything in life.
See, I had the same thing happen. Yeah.
I can't tell you how they cut me. And I always reflect back on this story, not in a negative way, so to speak, but I said, I will show her. And it motivated me to say, you're not winning this one. There's no way you're going to dictate what's going to happen with my life and my future. So I hope she's listening.
So, my suggestion, and I believe William, you'd probably stand behind me and hold me up, but my suggestion is to everybody else is walk your own path. Beat to the tune of your own drummer.
That's
and
right.
When people are negative around you, get away from those negative people and have your vision for what you want to be in this life and obtain it. Don't try. Obtain it.
Obtain
succeed.
It.
Succeed.
Because
there's a difference between trying and succeeding.
And
so,
and
make sure you succeed, not just try.
And guess what? Who in the world are these people to tell you where you're going to go? Don't listen.
There are people that couldn't do it themselves.
Ah.
And they were standing on your neck because they wanted you to fail and be just like them.
Bingo. This is Vail Omar. Mike, this is one of my favorite songs.
Vail.
This is one of my favorite songs.
Vail, I hope you're listening, buddy.
Me too, buddy.
Beautiful song.
The greatest song I ever sang is this song. The greatest words I ever said, I love you.
I love you.
I gave my life an inventory. Why I don't worry, I ask myself, what's greater than making love? The answer came to be blessed, to bless someone. The greatest song I ever sang,
man,
is this song. The greatest words I ever said, I love you.
I love you.
Give your life an inventory. Help me tell the story. Ask yourself what's better than making love. I hope you find out. To be blessed, to bless someone, the greatest song I ever.
na 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 na. It's greater than making love. Whoa, whoa. The greatest song I ever sang.
Miss Belle Omar. Ladies and gentlemen. Oh, say hi to that soulful crooner, Mr. Bill Omar. And ladies and gentlemen, Mike and I know this gentleman well because, as a matter of fact, he takes over for Mike every fourth Thursday of every month. Filling in for
Cole. Very appreciative of him doing that too.
Oh, he loves doing it, Mike. He loves doing it. As a matter of fact, that was your suggestion. And I have no objections to that. Your suggestion.
Well, you know, I got once a month, I got to go to my AAA classes. That's a lie.
That's what everybody knows that's a lie, Mike. Folks, I know it's a lie. And those who have listened to Mike Thursday on a consistent basis, you know it's a lie. Okay. Oh my God. Oh my God. Oh. Hey, Mike, I need to talk to you off air about something that I'm planning for this coming Monday. I need your help on that, too.
Okay. Do I have to go to the principal's office again?
Huh?
Do I have to go to the principal's office again?
No, you're not in trouble this time. You know, you're not in trouble.
I used to have to go to the boy's vice principal's office quite a bit in high school.
Yeah, you know what? The stories that you told me off air, I can understand why.
I had a bad case of clownitis.
Yeah, and you were the ringleader. You were the ringleader, you and your boys. Crazy, folks. And it was a diverse group of clowns that used to, oh, God. The Richmond chapter of Groove 5 Grooves Social Fellowship is bringing back at the annual Eddie Walker Memorial Cookout, ladies and gentlemen, that Saturday, September the 9th, 1:30 to 6:30 p.m. Well, I get a chance to, I'm going to DJ that, Mike, and I get a chance to go there too. And that is, let me get the address for you, 2417 Brockway Lane, Henrico. Some people call it Henrico. Henrico, Virginia, 23223. Okay.
You're going to be on location doing that?
I might. No. What I'm going to do. No, I'm not going to be.
You're doing cyber party?
I'm going to do a cyber party for them.
Nice.
I'm going to do a cyber party for them because I have everything here. And when you're on location, then the only thing you can really have with you is your laptop, you know. But I'd rather be behind my soundboard and everything, you know. I'd rather do it that way. I can broadcast there. All they need is a Bluetooth speaker and a phone or a laptop. It doesn't matter. And we can rock it from there. Again, Family and Friends Day. Oh my God. After a 4-year hiatus, the Richmond graduate chapter of Groove 5 Groove. I'm going to stop right there. I'm a, long standing member of the Groove 5 Groove Social Fellowship. I'm going to tell you a little bit about the Groove 5 Groove Network. And you'll find them predominantly in your HBCU colleges, okay? We were the radicals of the bunch, Mike. I know you wouldn't have, because the gentleman that I am, you wouldn't expect me to be in a radical, or when I say radical, I mean parties. If you wanted to go to a party, you went to a groove party, okay? We didn't have any property damage. We didn't do a whole lot of stuff except for we were out of control. Okay.
You used to cut a rug?
Many of them. Many. You know, I'm just glad they didn't charge me for the rugs. I'm so glad because I couldn't afford it. But now my organization, we were founded in 1962 at Morgan State University. And so it's one of the newer, if you want to call that, we're going back 60 years. Okay. Newer organizations, because a lot of those Greek organizations, they're a lot older, okay? They're a lot older. And so what happens is we were more like a rebel. We said we want to do something that's different. And that's why in our name, we only have one Greek letter. It's only one Greek letter there, okay? But anyway, getting back to it, one of my fellow linemen, he passed away. And they've been holding a picnic for him each and every year, you know, to memorialize that. And so I want to give out the address one more time.
Okay.
That is Hidden Creek Park, 2417 Brockway Lane, Henrico, Virginia, 23223. Okay, the Richmond Graduate Chapter of Group 5 Groups, both Social Fellowship, is holding a Family and Friends Day. And our time is from 1:30 p.m. to 6:30 p.m., ladies and gentlemen. If you're in the area, we'll come by, just have some food, some fun, some great music. Stop on by, okay? Hey, Robert Hicks,
nice.
My brother out there in Northern Virginia, thank you for sending me that information. I really appreciate you, brother. Hey, Mike.
Yes, sir.
Bang, bang.
Is this it? Tell me you can't cut a regular. Tell me.
Oh, yeah. Oh,
this
yeah.
This is the ladies, is it not?
Look. Jesse J and Ariana.
This is Nicki Minaj, Jesse J, and Ariana Grande.
I think that's the right one.
Yep.
I like it. I like that. You doggone right. You better roll your rug up. I will cut it in a minute.
Somebody woke up and heard your voice.
Hey! Man, Guinness! Hey, Guinness! What's going on, my friend?
Are you done with him already? He gets jealous. Good boy. Go take a puppy nap.
We win it in the lotto, we dipping in the pot of blue photo. Hitting so good, it's dripping. I don't would get a ride in that engine that could go. Batman robbing it, bang bang cocking it. Queen Nicki dominant, prominent. It's me, Jesse and Ari. If they test me, they sorry. Riders up like a Harley, then pull off in this Ferrari. If he hanging, we banging. Phone ringing, he slanging. It ain't karaoke night, but get the mic, cause I'm singing.
You and I can't talk that Goodman Orchestra, 1943, along with Peggy Lee.
Oh, yeah.
You had planned him on in 1922. You let other women make a fool of you.
Man, Mike, while we're coast to coast.
Like some other men do. Get out of here and me some money too. You're sitting down wondering what it's all about. You ain't got no money, they will put you out. Why don't you do right like some other men do? Get out of here and get me some money too. If you had prepared 20 years ago, you wouldn't be a wandering out from door to door. Why don't you do right like some other men do? Get out of here and get me some money too.
Jazz Crusaders, free as the wind. Kick back, grab a glass. Mad Mike Wild Will, coast to coast. Come on, let's do this. It's one of the songs, Mike, while you driving. Let your hair down. Let the top back.
You got your Mercedes convertible. You're going down the Malibu coastline.
Oh, man.
Highway 1.
Highway 1, brother. You got it. real good.
William, I hope you have this one in the rotation.
It's already there, brother.
Nice.
This is really nice, huh, Mike?
Oh, yeah.